WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. The temperature is 77. Details of the Brazos Valley Weather Falls and News brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. I'm Bill Oliver. Minutes after Bryan police alerted the media to a missing child, the youngster was found. Parents reported when they got off work yesterday to pick up their son from a relative's house who was not there. Child was found at another relative about an hour and a half after the parents told police. College Station police investigating a stabbing last night near Northgate. A male victim refused medical treatment at a home on Welburn between Louise and Maple. The stabbing occurred during an argument between a man and a woman. 21-year-old Claire Broughton was arrested for family violence, aggravated assault. Police have not revealed the relationship between the combatants. Minutes after that was a second ag assault on Luther near Welburn. Police did not disclose the seriousness of the injury. No arrest was made. Authorities are still looking for two men who they thought had barricaded themselves in a Calvert home the night before last. The 12-hour standoff ended when it was discovered the home was unoccupied. Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yisick says it began Monday night with a chase with Hearn police into Calvert.
Suspect vehicle is a white Mercedes. It came into Calvert and turned onto Cottonwood Street, drove up in a yard, and the three occupants bailed out at that time.
One of the three inside the car was detained, then released. After sunrise, a robot from College Station Police and a SWAT team from Bryan went inside the house, and no one was there. Yisick says they have unconfirmed reports where the men may be.
We're getting a little information in that leads us to believe they're totally out of our county and headed down towards the Houston area.
Yisick says one of the two men at large, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert, accused of a July 30th carjacking in Bryan that preceded an armed bank robbery. The other suspect was not identified. There's been an arrest from an arson in West Bryan 2 weeks ago. 24-year-old LaBrisson Young of Bryan's accused of breaking into the apartment of his ex-girlfriend and her family, located on Verde Drive off FM 2818 between Villa Maria and Turkey Creek. Fire, which started in a back bedroom, displaced those residents. There was smoke damage to adjoining units and forcible entry into one or two other units to check for occupants. There's a new education program available for parents and youth-related organizations with the goal of protecting children from sexual abuse. It's called Darkness Into Life. Brazos County Constable Rick Starn says nationally one in four girls and one in six boys is sexually abused before their 18th birthday.
We both thought that that was incorrect, and we did further research, and that's a conservative estimate. Experts say it could actually be higher than that, and we just thought that this is an epidemic that's been going on in our society. And as a father of six, of course, I have a personal interest in this as well.
More information's online at WTAW.com. A Texas judge is pushing Lance Armstrong closer to his first sworn testimony on his use of performance-enhancing drugs, including who knew what and when. The judge is presiding over a lawsuit filed by an insurance company that paid Armstrong $3 million in bonuses. The second Brazos Valley Fair starts its four-day run tomorrow. Fiona Lockhart says volunteers are still needed.
We have had a couple hundred people sign up. We can still use more. We use all our volunteers, do ticket taking, ticket selling. They help run a lot of the exhibits and attractions. We still have space for volunteers. You can go online under Get Involved. You can see the spots that we need. You can fill out an application and submit it right there online. We would love to have you out, even if it's just for 4 hours. If you can come do 1 4-hour shift, we'd love to have you.
Lockhart says the fair will donate $5 per hour to the volunteers' nonprofit organization of choice. You can get to the fair's website by going to WTAW.com. As summertime heat continues, it may be tough to think about the holidays, but the Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to let them know about upcoming events. CVB President Shannon Overby says the community calendar section of their website is available all year.
Currently, we're trying to start populating that calendar for holiday events. We'll be start to do some marketing for specifically coming into Bryan College Station during the holiday time to take part in some of the festivities. So if you've got events, church groups, anything, dance groups, theater companies, whatever it may be, put it on there on our calendar for the holiday so we can start publicizing all that.
The CVB's website's visitaggieland.com. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be in Texas next week helping the Republican National Committee raise money. He's at the Cowboys home opener on Sunday, followed by three stops on Monday, breakfast in Dallas, lunch in San Antonio, and a reception in Houston. WTAW News Time, 11 after 7. The temperature is 77. News brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news after 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Family Home Health and Hospice is your trusted local provider of home-based medical services, offering post-hospital therapies, advanced illness management, and hospice care in the comfort of your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice can also provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care for individuals with a life-limiting illness. Family Home Health and Hospice is locally owned, Medicare certified, and Joint Commission accredited. Call 979-764-9000 or find us at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Let's do some weather. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call on 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine today. We'll see some developing cloudiness. High should be around 93 to 98 today. And there could be an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly to mostly sunny near 95. An isolated storm may develop tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 75 to 80. It'll become mostly cloudy during the day on Friday with the chance of a thunderstorm. Not quite as warm. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggies are gearing up for the Bearcats, and we'll get the rankings for the top 25 from the Associated Press. Rangers baseball steals one from the Athletics, and a whole lot more with sports. We'll do that for you coming up at about 7:50.
So it's 7:15, and, you know, A&M Consolidated was kind of the epicenter of the high school football universe after the last-minute win over Copper's Cove.
And yeah, about 24 hours after all my ESPN requests, Fox finally shows up and asks.
Did they?
Yes.
Huh.
Nice of them to.
I thought they had a high school. I thought they had a high school show.
Probably.
Don't they have a high school football show? Well, what happened with that? I mean, didn't they know that that was going to take place? Yeah, it's just, that's pretty interesting.
I don't work for them.
Okay, how to make money on YouTube in just a minute.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Just ducked in a little extra break because I had to go grab something. But in the meantime, here we go. So let's say that you have something that you would like to put on YouTube. You know, you can make money on YouTube.
Okay.
So we're here to tell you. First, get a great idea for a video, and you log into YouTube, and you go to Account Features and find the monetization option under the features. You click Enable. And then you, of course, agree to the terms of service that you never read. Because if you read all the terms of service that you've already agreed to at this point in your life, well, you wouldn't be able to get much done. Anyway, so you click on that. Decide on what kind of ads you want YouTube to show your channel. Overlay all the banners that you need to in the TrueView and all that. Click Monetize, and you're good to go. And that's all there is. You'll start making money every time somebody clicks on the ad during your video, okay? Did you do that? Did you watch that console? Did you click on any of those ads? Because I know I didn't.
But
I only saw it about three times, so I'm not sure. It says, tips on making money. Do something original.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And? Duh. Grab their attention within 10 seconds. Uh-huh. And generate a regular stream of content. Well, that won't happen. We won't be having kickoffs with several laterals run back for touchdowns at the last second of the game too often.
But no.
There you go. And I guess that the young person who captured that might be making some money off of it now, which would be good. I mean, after all the TV stations have already packed up their gear and left, and so there you go. Americans are getting lazy. We know that, right?
Since when?
Yeah, and because they're getting lazy, they're getting
fat.
Yeah, so if you're already too fat to go to the mailbox, there's a company that can help you out. I mean, if it is too big a hassle for you to walk to your mailbox. Remember when there used to be mail slots in the door?
Yep.
Remember when the Postal Service always dropped the mail in the slot? Two things that don't happen much anymore.
Anyway, that and home milk delivery.
Well, haven't had that in a while. There is now a company for those of you who are just too tired to walk to your mailbox every day. It's a company calling themselves Outbox. They physically collect mail from mailboxes, scan it into a computer, and they email it out to the client. Company says their service is intended for people who don't have time to sort through their own mail or for people who go on extended trips. Okay, the second one of those I could see. I can't imagine you don't have time to go through your mail. Summer's almost over, but if you... I don't know how much they charge, but it's out there if you want to do that.
That's
okay?
Just absurd.
Call Outbox. Well, once again.
As opposed to Outhouse.
Because you could. See, that's the whole thing. Summer's almost over, but if you're really looking for a permanent vacation deal, here you go. Yahoo Homes reports a private island in Fiji. It's on clearance now. It could be yours for just $6.9 million. It's 45 acres, 23,000 square feet of living space, three small guest huts. That tells me no plumbing. And, all right. And the
indoor anyways.
Nope. See, it was originally priced at $12 million, so they've really, cut way, way back on that. If the property doesn't sell by October the 3rd, it goes in the auction block for a minimum bid. Okay. See what happens there.
How that compares with a Aggie home game day.
I don't think we got any just $6.9 million. Hello? Okay.
What language is that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sure what that was.
I agree completely,
I
sir.
Know. He must have been going through the tunnel that goes under the Brazos while he was talking to us, right? So they ask, ladies, if you could have a good hair day every day for a year, what would you give up? 33% of them said they would give up social media if they could have a good hair day every day for a year. 35% of them said they would give up chocolate if they could have a good hair day every day of the year. And 44% said they'd give up wine. So there you are. That's how important it would be to do that. So time for our edition now of Know Your Criminal Victim. A pair of teenagers from Charlottesville, Virginia, got the stuffing kicked out of them. I love that. You get the stuffing kicked out of you. When they tried to rob the wrong guy, judging from the mugshots, Johnny Calderon and Gerald Allen were the intended victims, made it very clear they were not the kind of people who would willfully give up their valuables when faced with the threat of violence. They not only pounded the perps, like that, but held them in custody until the police arrived.
Nice.
Now the two teens were in any, that they were in no condition to go anywhere.
I'm surprised the victims weren't arrested.
Yeah, right, I am too. Naturally, police gave the obligatory warning that victims should not try to defend themselves. They should simply hand over whatever it is.
Before taking the victims out for donuts.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, nonetheless, pow. And
bam.
That's right.
Kaboom. It's all those Batman things.
It's Batman things. Mm-hmm. So, I never worked in the mall, but I know that quite often there are individuals who don't have very good work experiences in the mall. Let's go to a call. Hello.
Yeah, with those women that would give up things for a bad hair day or good hair day, would they give up wine and mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Now, maybe it's me, because that's the second call. Hang on.
Is the phone...
No, it is.
Is a little white light on phone on?
Yeah, no, it's okay. I see, I've got a line that's permanently off the hook.
Unplug it.
That's all right. It's so much better than yesterday. It's so much better than yesterday.
Yes, all things being relative.
Anyway, fed up with their district manager's abusive treatment, employees at a Journeys Footwear Apparel store in Rochester's Marketplace Mall in upstate New York decided to storm out en masse. And they left a note on the front of the store that was closed up. You know, it's right in the middle of back to school up there. Nikki, Jess, and TJ left a note saying, "Dear Jamie," that's the district manager, "since you decided to say cancer is not an excuse," I don't know what the question was, "and you think it's okay to swear at your employees like you do all the time, we quit. Enjoy the fact that you lost a store manager, co-manager, and key holder in the middle of back to school. Think next time before you treat people the way you do." What's also interesting on top of that is there's a mall rule that...
you have to be open during certain hours?
You have to be open, or it's a $500 a day fine. So, got that going.
Good
Hello!
For them!
Yeah.
Sounds like the owner of the Iron Fiji keeps calling you guys.
Well, see, now, we're out of phase somewhere. Isn't that what that is?
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Sounds like that's out of phase. All right. Well, it may have to do with that line over there that we're having a problem
Maybe
with
yesterday
today.
Phased it.
It could be. That's all right. I'll take a ball peen hammer.
There, set
it
those phasers on stun then.
Yeah, it'll be. I think I have a William Shatner story, by the way. So we'll do that. For the first time in 150 years, an endangered gray wolf has been spotted in Kentucky. Unfortunately, it's because a guy shot it.
Hatfield or McCoy.
Once again, it's a gray wolf. That probably scared him. 31-year-old James Troyer claims he had no idea what the animal was. He said it was like, "Wow, that thing was big."
Kentucky, I don't reckon he said it like that.
Probably not. Officials are letting Troyer off the hook because they believe that he mistook the rare wolf simply for a coyote.
It was a big one, and I shot it.
That's exactly right, and it was the threatening my chicken.
November, yeah. Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the ball.
It's affordable family entertainment. With season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Honey, where'd you go?
Home.
You left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest.
Get a job. They have hundreds of local jobs. Drivers, electricians, plumbers, heating, air, and post your resume. It's free.
This is crazy. Whoa. No, get away. Get away.
Are you okay?
Well, I thought I saw a big bear.
Well, check it out, AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Actually, it was a bunny rabbit, but it was big.
Long name, amazing results.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation. And they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today expected to be 97, 98, something like that. 20% chance of showers in the forecast. And then we got temps the same all the way through the week, but no mention of rain after today. Right now, 78 outside.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
One of the guests on Fox News Sunday, Rhode Island Democrat Senator Jack Reed, and like many Democrats these days, Senator Reed wants a U.S. military response to Syria using lethal force on its own people. Senator Reed warned that the president has to work diligently, not just the president, but the whole cabinet. They have to work hard to convince Congress, the American people, that a military response is in the interest of the United States, not just in Syria's interest. And then he said that vindicating this international norm will be incredibly important to us and to Israel, because one day we might have to confront the Iranians' aspirations. So suddenly, Democrats believe it's an international norm to strike a Mideast country when our intel sources believe that country's tyrant dictator has used chemical weapons on his own people. Why, it's as if Democrat hatred for Bush for doing exactly that never happened. But to sell the idea that it's the norm to launch military operations on Syria, this Democrat is urging President Obama to work and work diligently. Senator Reid, what else would Obama be doing? Playing nine holes somewhere? Maybe you possibly think he's off playing a few dozen games of spades with Reggie Love, campaigning, out somewhere demanding a higher minimum wage for fast food workers. Senator Reid, of course Obama's working diligently. Something. Somewhere.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs. whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes remain. The temperature is 77. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. I'm Bill Oliver. Authorities discover a Calvert house was empty after believing two suspects had been inside for more than 12 hours. Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yizik says Hearn police chased a white Mercedes with three men to a home in Calvert where they bailed out.
Following pursuing units illuminated the area around the house, and a SWAT team was called in. Then at daybreak, they started out by sending in a robot, and then after that, officers went in and did a complete search of the residence, but was unable to locate anyone in there.
Yizik says they have unconfirmed reports the men were headed to Houston. One of the two at large, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert, is wanted for a July 30th carjacking in Bryan. The identity of the second man was not released. The third man was caught, questioned, then released. A Bryan man is accused of breaking into the apartment of his ex-girlfriend and her family and setting a fire. 24-year-old LeBrison Young is jailed on multiple charges from the August 20th arson on Verde Drive in West Bryan. Victims were displaced due to fire and smoke damage. Adjoining units had minor smoke damage and repairs after forcible entry was made by firefighters checking for other residents. Twice within 20 minutes last night, College Station police responded to aggravated assaults. The only information released about one was that on Luther near Welburn, and no arrest was made. North of Northgate at a home on Welburn between Maple and Louise, there was a civil disturbance between a man and a woman. Police did not reveal the relationship or what led to the man being stabbed. He refused medical treatment. 21-year-old Claire Broughton was arrested for family violence, aggravated assault. Scary moments yesterday for the parents of a 6-year-old whose whereabouts were not known for about an hour and a half. The parents notified Bryan police. They went to a relative's house after work to pick up their son, and he wasn't there. The youngster was found with other relatives. There's a local resource for those wanting to be trained in the detection and prevention of child sexual abuse. Precinct 3 Constable Rick Starnes says the Darkness in the Light program is available for those involved with youth.
It's up to us to try to be aware and to recognize these signs and symptoms. Sometimes just your plain intuition. We got to do all we can to empower ourselves with enough knowledge to go forward to try to put an end to this horrible, horrible epidemic that ravages itself on our most vulnerable.
At WTAW.com, you can find contact information about the program. Major Nadal Hassan has been forcibly shaved. The convicted Fort Hood shooter now at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas had multiple delays in his court-martial, including a new judge, because of the beard he grew after the November 2009 attack. The Texas National Guard's refusing to process requests from same-sex couples for benefits. Yesterday, the first working day, the Pentagon recognized same-sex marriages. In Texas, gay and lesbian couples are being told to go to federal military bases to get ID cards and apply for health coverage. Governor Perry says the National Guard must follow the state's constitutional ban. Local residents are invited to use the Convention and Visitors Bureau's website. CVB President Shannon Overby says visit Aggieland.com includes a community calendar.
If anyone out there is hosting some sort of an event or wants to get some publicity for an event that's open to the public, you can certainly post your events there on the calendar itself. It takes 24 hours for us to make sure it doesn't say party at Bob's house or something, but it's, you know, just it's a great tool.
Overby says they're collecting events for the upcoming holiday season. Part of the workforce of the Brazos Valley Fair, which starts tomorrow, are a couple of hundred volunteers. Fiona Lockhart says there's still time for you and your nonprofit group to sign up.
If you donate your time for an organization, we will donate $5 back per volunteer hour. If you say you want to help a specific organization that signed up with us, then we can put your hours towards that organization as well.
And you get a volunteer t-shirt online at WTAW.com, a link to the fair's website, which has more information on volunteering, along with event schedules for the four-day run of the second annual fair at the Expo Center. Officials say the statewide electric system say they're ready to meet the power demands for this autumn and winter. ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, also reports peak demand for this summer's remain below historical highs, an observation also noted by executives at BTU. Investors in a $7 billion Ponzi scheme are starting to get back some of the money squandered by financier R. Allen Stanford, though it's not a whole lot.
Court documents show the largest claim being paid out in the first distribution of funds is about $50,000.
The smallest is $2.81. Liquidators in the Caribbean nation of Antigua, where Stanford's fraudulent bank was located, said they plan to make their initial distribution by the end of the year. The Houston businessman was sentenced last year to 110 years in prison on 13 counts of fraud. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 7. The temperature is 77. News brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. More news after 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
Before Texas A&M takes on Sam Houston State this Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie Game Day Jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, located at 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongos.com. And don't forget to like Montelongos on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the A&M versus Sam Houston State home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongos Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongos Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
September is here, and along with school and football starting up, Rattlers convenience stores are kicking off the season with more great monthly specials. For lunch, bite into a couple of Pierre Big Burgers, two for only $5. Need a quick protein snack? Pick up a couple of Slim Jim Giant Sticks, two for $2. Thirsty? Grab a 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $18.99 where available. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine today. We'll see some developing cloudiness. High should be around 93 to 98 today. And there could be an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly to mostly sunny near 95. An isolated storm may develop tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 75 to 80. It'll become mostly cloudy during the day on Friday with the chance of a thunderstorm, not quite as warm, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A lot of those guys that were backups, in my opinion, lost the second half 28-6. And when you turn on that film of the guys who were in the game in the second half, you saw a lot of those guys playing last Saturday.
That's Coach Sumlin talking about the Bearcats from Sam Houston State. Also, the Aggie ranking came out in the Associated Press. We'll get you caught up with that. Major League Baseball and international soccer and more. Coming up with sports, we'll do it for you about 7:52.
There you go. Bill Flores joins us in studio this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to be with you on News Talk 1620.
You're here because we've got a town hall meeting coming up in Bryan tomorrow night. Now, you had one last night in Waco.
That's correct.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, we had an interesting group of people there with a very diverse set of opinions. The SEIU union bust a couple of van loads of folks up there to talk about immigration. And I think their original intention was to be disruptive, but the rest of the audience kept them in check pretty well. Unite Blue was there. Our local Tea Party was there in Waco. And then there was a group called the Waco Friends of Peace, and they were on the warpath about the Keystone XL pipeline. But what was interesting about the latter group is they didn't even come inside. They were hoping to get the media attention by having their banners outside. They wouldn't even come in and have the conversation.
Wow. How many people there would you be guessing?
About 250. Great group of folks. And we covered a wide range of discussion areas. I asked the audience at the beginning, I gave them about a list of 12 things. I said, which are the two most important you want to talk about? And the two that were most important were Syria and Obamacare. And so I went ahead and answered some questions about those before they were even asked. And then we went through the pages and answered the rest of the questions that came up.
Well, and let's address a couple of those because, I don't know, we were discussing this morning, I'm not sure exactly how often leadership from both parties stand on the same side of an issue, but Boehner and Cantor on the Republican side and Pelosi on the Democrat side are saying that there should be military action.
And their reactions really surprised me. Let me tell you where I stand on Syria and why I stand in that particular area or in that particular position. I look at two things. One is, why should we be there? And then the second reason is, what's the likely outcome? So if you look at the first question, why should we be there? Syria doesn't represent a clear and present danger to the United States. The second thing is Syria is not in our strategic interest to be involved with at this point in time. I'd say it fails the first test for us to commit troops or, you know, American taxpayer dollars to be involved. The second thing, when you look at, you know, what's the likely outcome, look at what our track record is recently, what the president's track record is. He pulled out of Iraq in a hurry, and so now we've got a destabilized Iraq. He decided that we were going to get involved in Egypt, and now we've got a destabilized Egypt, and thousands have died there. And then he decided that we were actually going to get involved with kinetic activity in Libya, even though Congress voted that that should not happen. And what do we have now? We've got destabilized Libya, and we've lost four Americans just about a year ago at the Benghazi incident. And so his track record's not very good in trying to deal with things like this. So for those reasons, I intend to vote no, and I'm surprised our leadership decided that they were in favor of this.
Well, tell me what was their justification. What are they saying on that side of this issue then?
Well, they haven't told us publicly at this point. We're kind of in this...
Doesn't that bother you? They're just going to say, this is how we should vote? And then they're not giving you some bullet points to go along with that?
Well, I would think so. I would think that they would not want to get too far out in front of their own troops, if you will. We're going to have a classified briefing at 5 o'clock next Monday when the House goes back into session, when we come off of our district work period. And maybe we'll learn something in that classified briefing that's going to be so eye-opening that it changes all our minds on this. But I can't see what that is. To me, the only reason to get involved with respect to Syria is if Syria represents a clear and present danger to Israel next door. Maybe that's a reason, but I think it's going to be hard to make that connection at this point in time. I think what they're trying to do, and when I say they, the president, is he's trying to use Syria as essentially a proxy war to push back against Iran. Well, if we want to push back against Iran, let's go attack Iran. If the president came to me and said, you know, we need to deal with Iran, I'd probably vote yes. Because Iran does represent a clear and present danger to the United States.
Bill Flores joining us in studio today. From a military preparedness position, what do you hear? Are we ready to be able to do this?
Well, I think the General Dempsey was testifying to the Senate yesterday, and I think he tried to put a happy face on it. But at this point, I will tell you, our military is struggling. We've had 12 years of war, and the military has not been capitalized or funded at levels adequate to deal with the way we've got tired people. We've got a reduced headcount. We've got those that are suffering from multiple deployments. I think it would be and the equipment is just worn out. I mean, whether it's a fighter aircraft or ships or Humvees or whatever, we just haven't capitalized our military right to keep correctly to keep up with the dangers that exist in the world today.
The bigger issue that again you addressed last night and you'll address at your forum here on Thursday. Obamacare. So what were the concerns that you heard last night, and what could you say to them?
Well, the bulk of the constituents that were in that meeting remain very concerned about the impact of Obamacare on the United States economy and about jobs and economic growth and economic opportunities for families. And they overwhelmingly want Obamacare to not go into effect. I'm 100% behind that, and I also told them that if there's a defunded vote that comes to the House floor, that I would vote for that. Where I asked the audience to be cautious is about trying to use the potential for a government shutdown as the standoff mechanism to try to force the president to back down on Obamacare. Number one is I don't think he will, and number two is I think it causes you to lose control of the House in 2014. So let's say you're successful. Let's say that the House and the Senate and the president all signs something to defund Obamacare, which you know that's not going to happen.
No.
But let's assume, for instance, that we pass it in the House, it doesn't pass in the Senate, and we decide to shut the government down because we're in a standoff. I think eventually, and then let's say the president backs down. I think eventually you lose the House, and then you put Nancy Pelosi back in the Speaker's chair. And then what's the first order of business for Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House, along with Harry Reid and the president? They just refund it.
Come back and fund it.
Yeah, and so it goes back into effect. So I think we've got to fight smart on this. Again, I would vote to defund it, but I don't know that we need to shut the government down or something like that.
Again, it'll be at 5:30 at the high school, Rudder High School, at the auditorium there. I want to read you something that Matt Drudge said yesterday.
Okay.
I want to get your reaction from this, and of course, folks know who he is. He tweeted, "It's now authoritarian versus libertarian. Since Democrats and Republicans has been obliterated, there is no difference between these parties." Number one. Number two, he said, "Why would anyone vote Republican? Please give me a reason. Raise taxes, marching us off to war again, approving NSA snooping. Who are they?"
Well, you know, he raises an interesting point. I will tell you, I think there's a world of difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans generally believe in the power of families and the private sector to make the right decisions for the best interest of the country and for themselves. And I think Democrats, on the other hand, tend to view every solution needs to come from a big, bloated federal government. And so I think ideologically, there's still a huge gulf of separation between the two parties. But in each of those parties, you've got the Democrats, I believe, in the authoritarian model that Drudge talks about. You do have some of us in the Republican Party that have a strong libertarian bent as well. That said, we've got these issues with the NSA. I mean, that's one of the things I thought would take up more airtime last night at the Waco Town Hall, and it didn't. But one of the problems we've had is I've been to several classified briefings, and the NSA and the leadership and their security apparatus tell us one thing, and then a few days later you read something in the Washington Post where, well, they didn't tell us the full story. And so my confidence in NSA has just been blown over the course of August. And so I think when we do the Intelligence Act rewrite, we've got to really tighten the screws on them so that they're in such a tight box that they can't bother with them what happens here in America. In terms of taxes, the Republican Party is on a totally different page than Democrats. There's no tax that Democrats don't like, and what Republicans want is tax reform, and so that we have a broader, flatter tax base that creates jobs and economic opportunity. There's a world of difference between those two.
I find it interesting, and again, what happened to the IRS scandal?
It's still there.
Okay.
Now, just remember, we've been in our district work period for a month now. And so there hasn't been a lot of news coming out in Washington about that, but we've got several committees that are still queued up looking at this, and there's a lot of dirt there. I think you're going to see more come out of that as we get closer to July of next year.
I guess NSA is so overlapping so many different areas, you don't necessarily understand your personal information is out there to be shared. The IRS, that's a laser point. You know exactly who you can be angry
with. Well, that plus the IRS is going to take a huge role in the implementation and enforcement of Obamacare, and that's got the American people pretty freaked out.
Sure.
Me too.
Yeah.
And so that's the reason we need to continue to try to kill this ill-conceived law.
Got it. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. And thanks a lot, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Great to be with you, Scott, and I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
All right, thank you.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's linehomeproducts.com or call 979-229-9051.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
What's the best advice you ever got on marriage? Well, author Ted Cunningham didn't have to think twice when I asked him that question. "That's easy," he replied. "Lighten up and laugh." Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Why do you suppose Ted's thoughts jumped immediately to the importance of lightheartedness and humor? It's because life in this world can be a grind. Our daily routines are rarely easy, and at times are even marked by tragedy. We all need opportunities to stop for rest and refreshment along the way. Retreats and oases are absolutely indispensable to life's journey, and marriage ought to be one of them. Now, I know what you might be thinking. My marriage? An oasis? But this is precisely what it can be if you take the time to grease the skids with healthy doses of laughter. Remember, the two of you married because once upon a time, you actually look forward to being together. So don't squash any humorous moments from your day. Share them with each other. If you've lost that spark, make an effort to recapture it. If you can do that, if you can lighten up, laugh, and enjoy the journey together, you're halfway toward achieving genuine marital success. And in the process, I predict you'll eliminate much of the monotony and boredom that made up your daily grind in the first place. For help building a stronger marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Child's Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click Child's Dermatology.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More at 7:53. The Associated Press released their top 25 yesterday, and almost half the top 10 are from the SEC. Bama, Oregon, and Ohio State are 1, 2, and 3. Aggies are slated in at number 7 again this week. But before the Aggies start thinking about conference play, they've got to go through Sam Houston State first. Here's Coach Sumlin on the Bearcats.
Last year, we had our starters played pretty well the first half. A lot of those guys that were backups, in my opinion, lost the second half 28-6. And when you turn on that film of the guys who were in the game in the second half, you saw a lot of those guys playing last Saturday. And so, you know, that gets their attention. That's got our attention. This team is Willie Fritz is a heck of a coach. Been a head coach 19 years, 3 years there. Back-to-back championship appearances. You know, they're not going to be intimidated by coming in here just like they weren't last year.
Aggie, pregame set for 5 o'clock. Kickoff is at 6, and all the action is live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers move back into sole possession of first place in the AL West, with a 4-1 win over Oakland. Bartolo Colon allowed 3 unearned runs in the 5th inning following his own error. Here's Texas Rangers manager Ron Washington.
You know, many plays you make through the course of a ball game can serve as a catalyst. You know, we did some good things tonight. You know, we just kept battling.
Cleet Thomas scored the go-ahead run on a wild pitch in the 12th inning to break the hearts of Astros fans, with the Minnesota Twins running away 9-6. Thomas reached on a fielder's choice and went to third on Josh Meal Pinto's double. Then Kevin Chapman uncorked a wild pitch while pinch hitter Ryan Domet was at the plate. Here's Astros manager Bo Porter.
They ended up doing a little bit more than we did. And obviously Brandon Barnes with the big 3-run homer, you know, to send into extra innings. And you wish you could have just closed it out there, but we didn't. They did a good job of coming back and getting the win.
On now to the NFL. Brian Crushing and the Texas Houston Texans have agreed to a term on a six-year extension that will keep him in Houston through 2018. The extension is worth $55-plus million and includes $21 million in guaranteed money. Here's Andre Johnson on the team's leader.
I mean, he's the guy on our defense. He's always broke the team down before games and things like that. And, you know, I guess when you get used to something and then it's taken away from you, you know, you have to have other guys step up and fill that void.
Dallas Cowboys are gearing up for their opener against the New York Football Giants this Sunday night. Jerry Jones is excited.
Popped up at 4:30 this morning, and it's just an exciting time to think that we've got the team on the field that we do. Now this is a big game, but to think we open it up nationally and AT&T Stadium is just almost more than I can handle.
In other Cowboys news, they've signed veteran guard Brian Waters to bolster the position plagued by injuries since the start of training camp. I think this is guard number 3 or 4 now for the Cowboys. He gets an estimated $1.5 million in base salary. Waters signed with the Cowboys as an undrafted rookie and a fullback 14 years ago out of North Texas before going on to a 10-year career as a lineman with the Kansas City Chiefs. Former Fighting Texas Aggie footballer and Denver All-Pro linebacker Von Miller is among 20 NFL players suspended for the beginning of the NFL season, which starts tomorrow. Miller will be out for 6 weeks, violating the league's substance abuse policy. Among the games he'll miss will be the kickoff against Super Bowl champs Baltimore tomorrow night. Ravens defensive back Asa Jackson and Cincinnati defensive end DeQuinn Evans have been suspended 8 games under the performance-enhancing drug policy. None of the 20 players have been suspended for violating the personal conduct policy, although Jets running back Mike Goodson was arrested in New Jersey in May on drug and weapons charges and will miss 4 games for substance abuse, and his case has gone to the grand jury. Top seed Williams dismantled Clara Ceres Navarro to reach the women's semifinals. The top seed Williams needed just 53 minutes to post the double bagel, beating the 18th seed Navarro 6-love, 6-love. Next up for Williams, 5th seed Lee Knopp. Second seed Victoria Azarenka went through the women's quarterfinals, ousting Anna Ivanovic. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic won in 13 games, cruising into the quarters with a 6-3, 6-love, 6-love victory over Spain's Marcel Granos. And finally, the United States is just 2 forwards available for last night's game against Mexico, but that's really all they needed. The first goal went to Abby Wambach in the 11th minute, her 161st international tally, extending her record. Cindy Lennox then added 4 more in the first half. Not that Wambach's wasn't enough. The U.S. blanked Mexico 7-0. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom-designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brazos Valley weather.